Good afternoon, Jane.
Hi, Paul.
We're here today to talk briefly about International Women's Day, which is something that's been in existence since 1911, unbelievably. So here we are, more than 100 years later, still celebrating it. How important do you think International Women's Day is to celebrate the achievements of women socially, economically, culturally, and politically?
Like you said, it's been going for over 100 years, so that in itself tells you how important it is. Not only does it celebrate the success of women, it's also a day marking a real call to action for women's equality. And it's fantastic to see that it's going from strength to strength with all genders getting involved.
Do you still think it's relevant these days? You know, obviously it was set up originally because women were very much second-class citizens in society back then. So do you still think it has some relevance today?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we live in a world where that is still very much the case in some places. So the fact that it's moved to a global celebration and call for action is absolutely key. And obviously, the internet, podcasts, recording like this, events, all add to getting the message out there because there's still a lot of work to be done.
Talking about this year's event, the theme this year is Inspire Inclusion, which is obviously something which Skillsforward does as a day job. How far have we gone in society and how far do we have to go, in your opinion, to show that inclusion is truly part of our wider culture?
Sadly, my view is that inclusion, we're only scratching the surface. We're really very much at the start of our journey on this one. And we hear so much about inclusion and psychological safety and being in communities and workplaces where women feel that they belong, that they can contribute and even challenge. But sadly, there are communities and workplaces where this just isn't the case.
So what does inclusion look like to you, Jane?
Well, for me, inclusion is inextricably linked to allyship. Most of us have heard the analogy of diversity and inclusion being likened to a party, where they say diversity is being invited to the party and inclusion is being asked to dance. So for me, it's about who's going to ask me to dance, where are the allies? Because yes, we can all get up and dance by ourselves if we want to, but I wouldn't feel very included and I wouldn't feel that I belonged. I mean, to be fair, Paul, Skillsforward have trained over 10,000 women, and in 2021 we opened our programs to all underrepresented groups, and the call for allyship from our delegates is deafening.
Oh, it's very impressive statistics, Jane. So, Jane, you've talked about inclusion there, focused particularly on women, but surely inclusion means more than just women.
Absolutely, Paul, you're right. I mean, many delegates that we train who are neurodivergent don't disclose the fact that they have dyslexia or autistic in the workplace because they don't feel comfortable disclosing this. And as a leader, ensuring you have a relationship with everyone in your team is key. A simple way to improve your relationships with people is you could end meetings with a well-being moment so everybody contributes and gets used to having their voices heard and can start to express themselves more freely. With project reviews, I sometimes ask people to give an example of what's gone well and an example of what's gone not so well. So not only can we learn collectively, we all learn more about each other and how to perform better as a team. Something else is unisex toilets. As a mum of a transgender teenager, this is a constant source of anxiety to me. And I can only imagine it's worse for my son and other members of the trans community. So yeah, it really is. It's about including everybody.
A very important point. How could we be an ally?
It's really easy to be an ally in the workplace. It's not complicated. It's not time consuming. For me, allyship follows a simple ABC. It's looking and being aware of what's going on around you, having open eyes and ears to see who's contributing, who feels psychologically safe and who's getting involved. The B really for me is bravery. If you do see something that's not quite right, no matter who it comes from, you have to dig deep and find your moral courage and step in there. And C is for choosing. It's choosing your response. There's not one size fits all. Sometimes it's not appropriate to call stuff out in the moment, but you could always follow up with a perpetrator later on in a private conversation and just explain that their views are a little bit outdated. You could certainly check in with the person on the receiving end to show that you care and you're an ally to see if they're okay. Or it may be more appropriate to make other people aware in your community or organisation of what's going on so that something can be done.
Very wise words. Thanks very much, Jane, and enjoy International Women's Day.
You too, Paul. Thanks a lot.